Jerry stuck his head into the oven yesterday. He'd finally had enough of what his critics had to say. The heat filled his body with a golden brown glow. He knew at last it was his time to go. And when he came to, he could almost make out a landscape so magnificent he dare not doubt it was heaven. St. Peter said a prayer when Jerry was awake. He said, "Count your blessings, son, you've had a mighty lucky break. And don't be overconfident that you're where you belong. It's come to our attention that you've done some people wrong." He broke out in sweats and felt hot and cold chills. He imagined pushing boulders up never-ending hills. The music of a harp rang out in Jerry's ears. This marked the culmination of a lifetime's worth of fears. But he shrugged it off, begged a moment's leave so he could think. The solution was to find a place where he could get a drink. But heaven didn't cater to sinful excess, even when an occupant was under such duress. "It's worse than I imagine," said Jerry to himself. "This place is bound to ruin what I have left of my health." He realized his mistake, he regretted what he'd done, but heaven was an inconvenient place from which to run. So he asked a passing angel for directions to the chief. The time had come for Jerry to reaffirm belief. So Jerry said to God, "Man, I really dig your place, and I'd love to hear your rap about this thing, immortal grace. But for now, I'd just as soon take my chances on the earth. I assume you've heard of karma, of miraculous rebirth." Now God was distracted, but he managed to preserve his uncanny sensibility, his legendary nerve. "Well, Jerry, my forgiveness is something you must earn, though some of my detractors claim that they will never burn. My powers are remarkable, just ask my old friend Faust. He was a model soul, but now he's on the outs. I admit that I am bothered by the liberties you took, but to prove that I am merciful, I'll let you off the hook. So Jerry toured the compound with God as his host. Arm in arm he strolled with his new friend, the Holy Ghost. But alas, this vacation was soon to have its end. Whether Jerry would return to heaven, no one would portend. So he packed a few belongings and made a few farewells. He caught the next express train to that old familiar hell.